Call to order Board of Works for February 22nd. Need approval of the February 8th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Department head reports. Fire department.
Hello, Sunny Pink Staff, Vincent's Fire Department. For the year to date, we are just over 375 runs. Repairs to our apparatus. We just got ladder three back. It was out of commission for a week or so. It actually caught fire. The air conditioning condenser on it caught fire. So, yeah, luckily got it put out before it did any more harm. About $3,500 worth of damage to that truck. Presently, Rescue 1 is at Prestige. It has an exhaust sensor that needs to be repaired. That repair will be completed tomorrow. So it's was taken out of service yesterday, be back in service tomorrow. We are utilizing our reserve engine 41, our reserve engine 4. It is at headquarters. To bring you up to date on our SCBAs, we still have not received our new ones that are going to be the factory replacements. I've been in contact with the Mid-America, which is our salespeople on that, and I keep getting, should be another 2 weeks. Or it was first of the year, so still trying to get that taken care of as part of the firefighter safety. This month, first of this month, we completed 6 days of training with the DNR covering boat operations, safety, shoreline rescue, as well as other factors pertaining to water operations. I want to thank the DNR for helping us and doing this publicly. They had a total of 9 different conservation officers that came and participated in this, so I want to thank them publicly. I am working on refining our OSHA mandate for two in, two out. I will personally be giving training to each of our shifts on this very important safety mandate, first put out in 1971 by OSHA and then updated in 1997. I just feel like it's a vital part of firefighter safety, and I want to just go over it again. And I've got for you guys, I'm also redoing our Mayday protocol for structure fires. And I will have this training completed by next month. I will go through all three shifts and have that completed within the next month. This Wednesday, I'm going to Career Fire Chiefs Orientation. It's up in Brownsburg. They're going to have some real good speakers from the state, just basically going over a lot of things to orientate all the fire chiefs, all the career fire chiefs in the state. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. City Inspector. Thank you, sir.
Bill Cooper, City Inspector. From 2-1 to date, we've had 67 violations and no grass violations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's almost 80 degrees this weekend, though, you know. Okay. Right.
Next is animal shelter.
That's my mom.
Laura Ariel, Vincent's Animal Shelter. So far this year, we've taken in 94 animals. We've had 39 adoptions. We've transferred out 27. And 16 animals have been returned to owner. Currently at the shelter, we have 18 dogs available for adoption and 10 cats. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
We had our Valentine's Day luncheon on Saturday, and we raised about $3,000. That's after all the bills and stuff are paid. So that was a great event. The community was wonderful to us, as usual, with all their donations from local businesses and people. So it was a good time. And we have our next event that's coming up is March the 19th, and that is at Valley Party Supply. And we're having our Hop to Adopt Extravaganza. And last year we did that event, and we raised a lot of money, and Valley, WZDM, and Carrie's Creations all came together and planned this event, and it was a really good time, and we've got even better plans for this year for a local event. So that's it.
And next is...
Hard act to follow, Danny.
Yes. Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. During the month of January, we had 10 funeral services at the cemetery. So far in February, we've had 13, I believe. And kind of proud, we just finished our seventh year without a workman's comp claim, so we were kind of proud of that.
Oh, great.
Keeps those things down.
Yep.
And thank you very much.
Thanks, Danny. Okay. Going to old business. First up is revised request, Relay for Life Bucket Brigade.
You're up, Jim.
Jim Westfall, Chairman of Relay for Life Finance. Last meeting I was at, got approved for one location and two, or one date and two locations. I'm going to come back and ask for two dates and four locations. After I went back to the meeting, I kind of got yelled at because we raised quite a bit of money at the Bucket Brigades. I think Pete told me that they raised over $4,000 last year, and Bridges raised quite a bit. And so I think rather than the six dates that I asked for, if I can get two and the four locations, which is not a state highway.
All right. No.
Oh, this is new.
Okay. Oh, here it is. I'm sorry.
And you wouldn't be okay with two locations, two dates and two locations?
Well, we got like 10 teams that already signed up for the Bucket Brigade, so it's kind of hard to take 10 teams and divide them up into two locations. So I did change it off of the state highway. So
yeah, I know.
And 7th and Main is the new four-way stop, which I've been watching that, so that's working out pretty good, I think.
I guess my fear is we're going to have so many of these that people are going to get upset. And
right. That's my concern, too.
We'll end up not ever approving for anybody.
Yeah. I agree too, Jim. I mean, I don't want to, you know, I mean, honestly, I mean, obviously it's a great cause. I've been involved in this myself and helped them see things. But I mean, I'm concerned about, you know, if you got four intersections, you know, I mean, there are some people that honestly don't like Bucket Brigades at all. You know, I mean, they're irritated when they, you know, and it's a traffic flow issue. And I mean, there's safety concerns we've talked about before with the police, but I mean,
how about if we go to three locations? Take out the second and then black.
So where's the second and then black?
That's at the railroad track.
Yeah.
By the levee.
Oh, probably okay. God, that's not a good intersection to do it. You think that's a good intersection to do a Bucket Brigade in? I don't think so.
No,
yeah, but second road bike are coming over the tracks, and I think that's a terrible one to. I don't like that at all. I mean, 15th and Hart makes sense.
We've done both of those, 15th, and it's Washington Avenue in St. Clair.
Washington Avenue in St. Clair, yeah. I mean, I think those two are okay. I think 7th and Main's kind of a. I don't know. Are you going to get enough traffic? Are you going to get enough traffic there?
I'd rather have 6th in Main, but I was thinking 6th was a state highway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Let's stick with 7th and St. Clair and 15th and Hart. That's what I'm going to recommend.
Is that okay with you? And two dates?
And two dates?
And two dates.
Okay.
Originally, you asked for how many dates?
Six.
I think it was six.
Six weekends.
That was
six weekends. So you got an extra weekend, Jim.
Okay.
So,
thanks.
That's my motion.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Which weekend?
Second. 15th and Hart, 7th and St. Clair.
Right.
Washington Avenue and St. Clair.
Yeah, Washington Avenue and St. Clair.
7th doesn't go down.
Second.
And your second date
The second date's April 30th and May 1st, right? Yeah, okay. All right.
And the banners were already approved on last meeting.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay.
Next up, new business is JROTC, the Wabash Dash. Have Cadet Battalion Commander.
All right. Good evening. I'm Cadet Lieutenant Colonel Michael Brankle. I'm one of the battalion commanders out at Lincoln High School. We're here tonight to give a presentation on our bicentennial run. The image above on the next page is our advertising poster this year. The race will be held on April 30th at the Riverfront Pavilion with your approval. The registration cost will be $25 before April 29th and then $35 the day of the race. The day of the race, the registration will begin at 8:30 a.m. and then the race will begin at 10 a.m. We're estimating about maybe a two-hour race. 1 hour, my bad.
Yeah, for a 5K, it won't take you. Yeah. No. Yeah. People beat out an hour.
Next page.
Walkers. Yeah. It's 3 miles.
Throughout this presentation, these are the decisions we're asking you guys to make tonight. Page. And this will be the agenda.
I love the number of things we're celebrating. I think that's all. Yes. It's great, and it's nice to get all those things down there.
We're actually having 7 significant events we're celebrating this year.
Right. So did you guys come up with the artwork for that too? I mean, that's really pretty cool. I like it. Yeah. So I think you sent this to us as a PowerPoint, right?
Yes, we
did. Because we can we'll put this we'll put that slide on the Bicentennial website or the Facebook page. That gets a lot of visibility. So we'll do that. Sure. So. so basically you need approval for the pavilion and for the route itself, and you've included the route in here, and the route's kind of Dusty, you saw the route?
I have not yet. I actually didn't get my packet.
Oh yeah, you're not high enough on the order of the importance.
And then also banners.
And the banners. Okay. You've already talked to Mr. Parsley and Mr. Combs, obviously. And
yes, we have.
So,
we're briefing the school board tonight.
Okay, all right. So when are our banner dates that we're hanging? Is that in here? Paula, do you have that?
The banner dates?
The banners.
The banners for the 18th and the 23rd.
And those are good?
Okay, when were they again?
The week of the 18th.
Of March or April? April 18th, okay.
It's 2 weeks prior.
Okay.
They're both available.
Okay. So we've got that. Pavilion should be okay. And Dusty, I think that, I mean, this route's kind of similar to like what Thursday Church did with the Fireman's Run. And part of the idea that they had was to run by the historic sites and the, you know, kind of tie it into the Bicentennial. You should tap Ms. McNeese here for an interview after the meeting to give you some nice publicity here.
It's a good route.
Okay. All right, so we will motion approval. I'll just make this as one motion that we approve the use of the, I'm sorry. What? Okay. We're going to approve the use of the pavilion for the Wabash Dash 5K run for the JROTC, and approved the route with the assistance of the police department. They probably should touch base with VU.
Yeah, actually, VU could probably help us out there on the Harrison Street part of it. And
okay.
We'll likely use most of our people there at 6th and Willow because that's always a major area.
Right. So should they check with VU or can you take care of that?
I can get a hold of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then the banner request.
Yeah. And then thirdly, we'll request, we'll approve the hanging of the banners for 2 weeks as previously discussed.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, good luck.
Great. Right. Good job, guys. We look forward to it. I think it's great. Sunny? April the 30th. April 30th. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a really cool logo. We'll. So are you guys going to make some posters from that? Oh, really? Okay. That's, yeah, it's a really cool design. So look forward to it. And the I might mention that the colonel and staff sergeant and I met with the ROTC is going to assist us with the bicentennial torch relay, too. Assist us in that process. So we look forward to their help. Thank you.
Okay. Next is resident-only parking request, 305 South 3rd, Connie Detworth.
It's Connie here.
Not here. So we'll just table.
And we'll just table, motion to table.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Next, Riverfront Pavilion use Relay for Life yard sale, Merrill Jones.
Hi, I'm Marilyn.
You can pull it down if you want. There you go.
I'm Marilyn Dodes. I'm the yard sale chairperson for the Relay for Life. We're requesting use of the pavilion on May 7th for our annual yard sale.
Okay.
We will, the yard sale will begin at 8 o'clock and end at 1. So our team's coming in probably around 6, 7, leaving at 2.
That's before the farmer's market starts,
yes.
Right? Yeah, okay. Okay. So we'll make a motion to approve the use of the Riverfront Pavilion for on May 7th from roughly 8 o'clock to 1 o'clock for the Relay for Life yard sale.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
I'm sure, I mean, you guys have insurance for, I'm sure, okay. Right. Right. I figured you had that covered.
Next two are street closure. One's March 19th, one May 14th, both for valid carry. We have Liz.
Hey.
I'm Liz Romani, manager of Valley Party Supply. Thank you for having me today. I have two requests. Our first one is really exciting. We are doing this will be our second year doing this. It's our second annual Hop to Adopt Egg Extravaganza, where we will have the Easter Bunny on hand at Valley for pictures with kids. We're going to have animals out from the animal shelter. Snoopy will be on hand to take pictures with the little furry animals. We'll have them all dolled up, bunny ears and tutus, stuff like that. We're going to have hot dogs and hamburgers and a dog kissing booth and an egg race and decorate your own cookie station. And we're going to make this a fun community event. We had a huge turnout last year, and we didn't request the street closed to be closed last year, and we think that it's probably a good idea because of the crowd that we drew, just for safety reasons and stuff. So we're our event starts at 11 a.m. and will probably be till 2. So we're requesting street closed by 9 a.m. so we can set up. Yeah, 9 to 2 or 3 at the latest. I don't imagine it'll run that long, but. So that's what I'm here today for, is to request the street closed, Dubois Street between 4th and 5th, just for that period of time on March 19th. Is that right? Yeah, March 19th. Yes.
Okay. You want to do these both at once?
And then my second one, should
yeah,
I just keep
go
going?
Ahead.
All right. Yeah. Daryl Hill Railroad Fest, we hope everybody knows about that. Derrick brings their gigantic smoker truck. Mm-hmm. It's quite a sight to see, and this thing is enormous. I mean, it practically takes up the whole city block. So we get a huge crowd. We see a ton of people who just, for safety reasons, also want to block off the streets there. We have tents set up where people can eat. And that is May 19th?
14th.
14th, thank you. That's my anniversary. Okay, sorry. May 14th, again, Dubois Street between 4th and 5th. They tend to come really, really early, so we're thinking like 3 a.m. to 3 p.m. should cover the time that we'll be using the street for traffic and
sure.
And stuff like that. And I would also like to request the use of your traffic cones. Please.
No problem. Bryce said near tonight, isn't he? Okay. All right, so we'll make motions for street closings. For March the 19th, Dubois Street between 4th and 5th for the Hop to Adopt event in conjunction with Valley from 10 to 2. and on May the 14th for the Rib Fest, same location from 3 a.m. till 3 p.m.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
See you, Liz. Father, you're up. I told him we weren't going to move him to the head of the class.
9 to 2.
Not on that tight of a schedule. appreciate that done last year, though. Okay. Father Dave Fleck, representing the Vincennes Ministerial Association, and coming before you asking for approval to do the Way of the Cross, outdoor Way of the Cross, on Good Friday, March 25th, through the downtown area, as following the same path that we have in the last couple of years, beginning at noon at the Old Cathedral and completing about 1 o'clock back at the Old Cathedral.
Okay. If anybody here has never been to that, they should definitely go. It's a wonderful event and very well attended, and it's really a great coming together of the churches throughout the community. So I'll make a motion that we approve the Way of the Cross walk on March 25th from approximately noon to 1.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Appreciate it, and also would ask for some police support with
that.
Oh,
absolutely.
That.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Thanks, Father.
Thanks, Father.
Last is SIDC Administrative Service Contract for the Blight Elimination Program. See if Phil's walking off.
You don't want anything to do with blight, Phil? Come on.
This is...
He's our number one blight eliminator.
All over the state, communities as well as us are having trouble with this blight program. Requested Phil to check with SIDC to see if they can offer some assistance.
Yeah, last week we had a meeting with Greg Jones from the SIDC, and they're going to help us with this blight elimination program. All over the state are having problems, and in fact, there was two articles in the Indianapolis paper about this. So he was on the agenda, so I don't know what he said. So
basically, this contract is not to exceed $16,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And actually, this can be paid through the grant dollars.
Right.
Up to $750,000 or $750 per home.
Mm-hmm.
So
I believe that's correct, Joe. I'm not positive on that, but
that amount, or
that is the amount we've got for.
Okay.
But their total would not exceed $16,000, and it may not take there. That just depends on how things move.
And but we need to, like in North Carolina, they're having problems, and I was having problems getting acquiring the properties. We've had five of the county for commissioner saw last spring or last March, and the administrative company that acquired them or supposedly got them at the commissioner saw, they did not redeem the titles to the properties, and so those properties, I'm gonna have to take him down with the unsafe building fund. And that's happened other places in the state too, where they
so we
can we be reimbursed.
Yeah,
we don't need Greg here.
No, but this is, and we can get the actual dollars that we could pay for this will come from the grant dollars.
Come from where, Joe?
From the grant dollars.
Yes.
It's a pass through. We're just basically allocating these funds to be used for that purpose.
Right.
Well, we're actually hiring SIDC to help them in that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. But it's money that's already accounted for, so we don't.
Yeah, it's built into the program. So
okay.
I have the salary come up at 10%. For this program, which the council already passed it last year for the 10% of the total amount what we was awarded.
Right. Okay. So I'll make a motion that we approve the signing of the contract for grant administrative services with SIDC.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Nothing under miscellaneous. We just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.